Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Welcome to The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, and we start with the election. Of course, Election Day less than 2 weeks away, and we've talked a lot about candidates and positions and how elections work. And now we really want to focus on actual voting and your rights as a voter and voter access. And for this conversation, we bring in Lauren Cristella, President CEO of the Committee of 70. And Lauren, thanks for your time. And to start, for people who aren't familiar, what is Committee of 70? What do you guys do?
Committee of 70 is a 120-year-old nonpartisan nonprofit dedicated to helping every eligible voter safely, securely, and confidently cast their vote in every election, twice a year, every year. And we also serve as good government advocates, both in City Hall and in the State House in Harrisburg.
At this point, as we're taping this late October, what are the main questions your organization's hearing from voters?
People have questions about whether or not they can trust the integrity of our elections, and that manifests in a few different ways. We hear questions about how do we know non-citizens aren't voting in our elections? How will I know my mail-in vote will be counted? We hear from poll workers saying, am I safe to serve as a poll worker on election day? We get a ton of just basic questions of where is my polling place and who's on my ballot. And we have answers to all of these. But the questions are coming fast and furious, that's for sure. And I think Committee of 70 really values our position as a trusted resource for nonpartisan information on all these topics.
What are a couple of things, let's say focusing right now, people that go to the polls, what are a couple of things every voter, regardless of party, regardless of who you're going to vote for, what you're going to vote for, need to know when they go to their polling place?
One, you want to check your polling place, right? Check where you're registered, and that will tell you where your polling place is. So don't just put your own address in because you may have moved and forgot to update your registration, something like that. You want to definitely check that registration to find where your polling place is. And then we have a great Know Before You Go resource that you can download from our website that basically tells you what your rights and responsibilities are as a voter. So that's something people should know. But otherwise, you can't be asked for ID. If you've been voting at the same place for years, nobody should be asking you for ID. You should have the 866 Our Vote number programmed into your phone before you even head to the polls. It's a great hotline staffed by Pennsylvanians who've been trained on our election law and procedures, and they can get you a quick answer, or they can escalate it to the appropriate authorities too. You'd also want to know what poll watchers and poll workers do.
What are the committee's main concerns for Election Day at this point?
Let me start by saying what I'm not concerned about. I am confident that our city commissioners are experienced. They've made good hires. They're fully staffed. I just heard that we have almost 100% placement of poll workers, which is incredible. 2 weeks out, a little less than 2 weeks out. The chain of custody is strong. The checks and balances are in place. Observers are signing up and certified for every step of the process, from testing the machines all the way through the canvass of votes after the election. So I have a lot of confidence on the operations of our election. I am concerned about issues that pop up with voters being confrontational, poll watchers being over-empowered, thinking that they can question people or challenge voters in ways that they're just not allowed to. I am worried that there might be an incident that, even a bomb scare, God forbid, something like that, that keeps people home on election day that otherwise would have exercised their right to vote. Things like that have me concerned. I think our law enforcement officials are all over this. The district attorney has doubled the size of their election task force so they can very quickly respond. And this year, we've actually added de-escalation training to the information sessions and education sessions we offer to poll workers across the state. hopefully equipping people so that one, that they even just feel more confident and they're less anxious serving on election day, that they have some extra tools in their toolkit to take the temperature down and maybe handle some aggressive questioning or people who want to get in their face or something on election day, that they can respond in a way that doesn't make the situation worse, but contains it quickly.
And in closing, anybody has questions, you mentioned a phone number. What are the tools people can reach out to get voter information now and through Election Day?
So I would definitely encourage people.
All right. Thank you very much, Lauren Cristella, President, CEO of the Committee of 70. And we will have more of the Week in Philly coming up. Stay with us.
All right. We have an interactive voter guide. We have the resources around Know Before You Go. We have a video that explains the life cycle of a mail-in ballot, so you know what happens after you use that drop box or you drop it in the mail. But I would also say trust those .gov websites, right? Those are the official sources. You can't get a .gov website address unless you were an official government agency. People should have those kind of bookmarked and ready to go on election day and the days after, certainly, as we all will have to have a little faith and trust in the process.
All right. Thank you very much, Lauren Cristella, President, CEO of the Committee of 70. And we will have more of the Week in Philly coming up. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.